It began last night with this function that went for several hours. I found the Commodore Bainimarama's speech to be quite interesting. He is handing over the, or did hand over, the chairmanship of the Melanesian Spearhead Group to the FLNKS. But in his speech, he said that during the last 2 years that he had been, or Fifi had been heading the MSG, they had restructured the landscape the of the region to better suit the demands and needs of the people, and he felt that the MSG now had a stronger and clearer vision, and it had carved out a bigger presence in the region landscape. He talked about free market. The MSG free market trade deal, which he says is making pretty good progress, and the skills management scheme he praised. This is where the Melanesian countries agree that skilled people can move freely within the countries of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. The other interesting thing that he did say was he put quite a bit of emphasis on this creation of a Department of Peacekeeping within the Melanesian Spearhead Group, and he spoke about Fiji's long experience in international peacekeeping operations and how this was going to lead to the creation of a unit of Melanesian peacekeepers that would go and work for UN peacekeeping operations around the world. He also reaffirmed the support of the Melanesian Spearhead Group for the FLNKS, the independence movement here, and its desire for independence from France.
And what about the comments from the incoming chair then, and a woman, Madame Caroline Maturo-Rainier?
No, there's a bit of confusion there. She was the incoming chairman of the officials group. The actual incoming chairman is Victor Tutugoro from the FLNKS. He has been a long-time member of the FLNKS, and he's going to be the chairman for the next 2 years. His speech in French just went through basically the major issues that they're going to be dealing with. And he did, in his speech, mention that the Free West Papua Movement's application for membership was to be discussed. It was on the agenda. And he welcomed members of the National Coalition for Liberation who were also at the function last night.
Now, I think there's other comments. I think they're being attributed to Commodore Frank Bainimarama, that the MSG is a sovereign organisation answerable only to its members and to no one else. Was that him, and what was the point he was driving at?
Well, yes, but that's been the case ever since it began. It's not as if it's something that began in the last 2 years. The MSG carved out a separate entity for itself quite some time ago. In fact, it's 25 years since the Melanesian Spearhead Group began, and I think that's been pretty much its modus operandi since day one, that it's not answerable to anybody outside the Melanesian group. Now, you may think that it's a reference to Australia and New Zealand, but this goes back 25 years when the Melanesian countries decided to set up their own organisation.
And have they set an agenda on the priorities for the meeting?
Well, today they are heading off to an island off Noumea for the leaders' group. We're told there won't even be a photo opportunity there, so that's an entirely private affair amongst the leaders. And then they return late this afternoon, but there's not going to be a post-retreat press conference as we have at Pacific Island Forum meetings. The schedule is that then on Friday, tomorrow, they will have a plenary session, and then they'll sign a communique at the end of it and have a press conference probably tomorrow afternoon to announce the decisions they've made. But yeah, on the agenda are things like they are going to have a look at the recommendation from the foreign ministers that, that West Papuan application be deferred. There are issues like this peacekeeping unit that they're going to discuss and the trade issues.
And have they said much more about the way they think this peacekeeping unit might work?
Well, it's been in the division has been within the MSG for some time now, and it's headed, I think, by a Fijian with some experience in peacekeeping operations. But yes, it is interesting. What is Fiji is suggesting is that it's done a lot of this peacekeeping work. Papua New Guinea is about to start, and they're suggesting that there be a Melanesian peacekeeping group rather than just a Fijian or Papua New Guinean peacekeeping group.
Well, Sitiveni Rambuka and Jerry Singirok have aired their caution about this because the chain of command and a few other issues needs to be remain in their sovereign nation. So I guess those kinds of details will have to be nutted out later.
Yes, well, it's making some progress. I don't know all that too much about it, Geraldine, but this is what Bainimarama had said yesterday, and he was quite pleased with the progress they were making on it.
Okay, now, Noumea, is there much interest in this MSG meeting locally?
Well, the other thing that happened yesterday is that there was a function after the official opening, and that was hosted by the government of New Caledonia, and Harold Martin, in an address that he gave at the cocktail function for the leaders, said that New Caledonia would have liked to be a full member, but it recognised that the FLNKS was the member, and he said that when the FLNKS felt it was appropriate, then the New Caledonian government would like to come in underneath them as members of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, which was quite an interesting comment because Philip Gomez, a previous president, had seemed quite disturbed that it was New Caledonia that was not the member and it was just the FLNKS that was the member of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. So that was an interesting difference that came out from Harold Martin's address last night.